Good evening. I'm Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW from Blenheim.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
I'm Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO in Auckland.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together, we bring you the NZART official broadcast for April 2016. Yes, good evening everyone and welcome to NZART's April official broadcast. Leading tonight's broadcast, Presidential Comment. Here's our President, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. Stuart?
Good evening, Jim. I'm very pleased to report that the membership drive that I've been talking about a lot recently has so far attracted nearly 100 people, with more to come, I am sure. We know from past experience that a large number of these people will stay on as members in coming years. I would like to thank all that have taken up this offer, and also thank Debbie Morgan at headquarters. There is a lot of work in this for her, and you'll hear more from Debbie on this tonight. A number of our repeater installations around the country are sited in Cordia buildings. These are of national significance, such as the National System Links on Mount Taranaki and Blue Duck Ridge near Kaikoura, where there are no other solutions available for siting of repeaters. Recently, the contract between Cordia and NZART has come up for negotiation, and I'm very pleased to announce that a very favourable agreement has been reached for the next 3 years. We are extremely grateful to Cordia for their support of our activities. NZART covers the $1,000 annual power cost for these installations. I would like to thank past President Vaughan Henderson, ZL1VH, for renegotiating this agreement with Cordia. Many of you who are savvy with social media will be aware that there has been an unofficial NZART Facebook page operating for quite a while. Over the last few months, Council has been working with the owner of this page to come up with an agreement where the page is recognised by NZART. Council has been impressed by the way that this page has been operating and believes this arrangement will be worthwhile. This is progressing well, and there will be more details in my next column and break-in. On the 9th of April, the Napier Amateur Radio Club held their Hamfest. I was not able to make it due to work commitments, but one attendee said to me afterward, "How can people complain that there is not much happening in an amateur radio when you look at what was covered on the day?" Looking over the program, there was an interesting and diverse range of topics covered, such as micro-watting, summits on the air or SOTA, fast, simple QSO digital modes, D-Star and HF propagation. Like the East Fest and West Fest held down here in the mainland, these regional ham fests are a great idea and well worth attending. There was an admission from the last break-in of the Administration Liaison Officer's report and the IARU Officer's reports from Don Wallace, ZL2TLL. These reports will be in the June-July edition of break-in and will be attached to the next edition of InfoLine. At the AGM in Christchurch, we will have printed copies available as well. It is important that delegates read these reports prior to the AGM. Finally tonight, if you have not registered for the Christchurch Conference, you have 3 weeks until there will be a late fee for registration. This will be a great opportunity to catch up face-to-face with other amateurs and meet with Debbie Morgan from headquarters, your councillors and myself, and many of our officers, as well as attending the social functions and forums. Good night to all listeners.
Thank you, Stuart, the President of NZART, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. The Sangster Shield Contest and information tonight from Glenn Kingston, ZL2KZ, the contest organiser. This year's contest is to be held on Saturday, May 21st and Sunday, May the 22nd, as per the new rules, which are published in your March-April break-in on pages 6 and 7 and also on the NZART webpage. Important rule changes are: only low-power New Zealand stations less than 5 watts PEP are eligible as entrants. 2. The exchange format, formerly named Cypher, is now RST, serial number, and branch number. It's the same exchange as used for the Jock White Field Day Contest. 3. The Transistor Trophy is now open to any first-time entrants to the contest, rather than being restricted to newly licensed operators. The Sangster Shield Contest, 2000 hours to 2300 hours, New Zealand Standard Time, on Saturday, May the 21st, and Sunday, May the 22nd. And now, while talking of contests tonight, stop press material from the Jock White National Field Day organiser, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. Jock Whitefield Day was held on February 27th and 28th. Full results and the report will be in the next edition of Headquarters Infoline and in your May-June copy of Break-In. But results here, Northern Region, ZL1AA, Auckland Branch 02. Second, ZL1AM, Northland Branch 28. To the Central Region, first, ZL2QF, South Taranaki Branch 87. Second, ZL2GT, Napier Branch 25. Midland Region, first, ZL2KS, Marlborough Branch 22. Second, ZL3RR, North Canterbury Branch 68. To the Southern Region, ZL4AA, Otago Branch 30. Single station, 80 and 40 metres, ZL1ARC, Ashburton, Branch 01. The QRP section, ZL1AC, Western Suburbs, Branch 03. Single operator, first ZL1BL, operating as Huntley, Branch 17. Second, ZL1DK, operating as Papakura, Branch 65. CW only, ZL2ANN, Rahutu Coast Branch 32. 80 metres only, ZL2KB, Kapiti Branch 69. Phone only, first ZL1BCO, Taupo Branch 60. Second, ZL1SA, Franklin Branch 10. To the overseas section, VK4FAAS. Home station, first ZL2RO, second ZL1PZ. And that information from the Jock White National Field Day organiser, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. Onwards to Upper Hutt we go now, and it's a very good evening to NZART Business Manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Many of you will be aware that 2 weeks ago, a special promo letter was posted to people not clearly identified in the NZART database as members, inviting them to join the association. This information was obtained by comparing our own records with Radio Spectrum's Smart database. Unfortunately, a number of current members received the offer as they hold secondary call signs, which is not recorded in NZART records at this time. For those of you who received this, please accept my apologies and disregard the letter. This is an opportunity to increase membership and support the tireless workers of the association who help to keep amateur spectrum usage available to you all, among many other things. I have received a number of comments, such as, keep the subscription at this level and we will continue to belong. Subscriptions can only be reduced if we doubled our membership. This is why we need you to help keep the fees down without compromising service to you all. Lastly, on this topic, over 3,000 letters were posted to amateurs inviting them to join. Sadly, of this, so far 287 have been returned as undeliverable due to addresses being incorrect in SMART. It is very important that these records are kept up to date. This information is used to produce the NZART call book. If you are unsure of your address details, please check by contacting RSM on 0508 776 463. Changing topic completely, the annual conference is fast approaching in Christchurch. As yet, I have not received any nominations for Amateur of the Year, Young Amateur of the Year, nor the Jumbo Godfrey Branch Award. This is your opportunity to recognise people in your branch who work tirelessly for you. Nominations need to be received here at headquarters no later than the 29th of April, so I can prepare the necessary awards. That's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, our NZART Business Manager. Christchurch Amateur Radio Club, that's Branch 05, quarterly invites NZART members and their guests to join them for a great weekend in the Garden City over Queen's Birthday weekend. That's the 4th, the 5th and the 6th of June. The venue for this year's conference is Riccarton Park Function Centre, located in Riccarton Racecourse, 165 Racecourse Road, Sockburn in Christchurch. Now, a registration form for Christchurch Conference, NZART's 90th, and details of the conference amateur and alternative programs are on the NZART Conference 2016 webpage, www.hamradio.co.nz. And they're also in your March-April copy of Break-In. Register now and make your bookings for travel and accommodation in Christchurch for NZART Conference over Queen's Birthday weekend, just 5 weeks away. Now for a catch-up of international amateur radio news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
We open this week's newscast with an update on the amateur radio response to an earthquake in Ecuador that is being called that nation's most powerful quake in decades. We hear from Amateur Radio Newsline Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
As officials continued to revise their counts of Ecuador's dead and injured following the magnitude 7.8 quake on Saturday the 16th of April, rescue operations stepped up with more than 10,000 troops and 3,500 police. Countless radio amateurs were also mobilized to assist with emergency communication and other vital matters. Hams everywhere were being advised to free up a band on 7.060 MHz for emergency traffic. De-expeditioners were also cautioned to stay below that frequency whilst operating RTTY. In the days following the quake, the emergency frequency, 7.060, was carrying messages around the clock, with Ecuadorian amateurs making use of battery power and mobile stations to assist with recovery communication. Officials reported that power systems and telecommunications were either destroyed or disabled after the tremors. As an emergency net became operational on that emergency frequency, stations in countries nearby tuned into the frequency and prepared to assist if necessary. Rafael Correa, Ecuador's president, returned to his devastated nation from a trip to Italy and declared the immediate focus to be on locating survivors. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
The summer games in Rio don't include radio sport, but things just got a little bit easier for radio amateurs who want to travel to and work the bands from Brazil. We hear from Amateur Radio Newsline Paul Braun, WD9GCO.
Attending the Olympics and getting on the HF bands from Brazil shouldn't require an Olympian effort itself. The good news is that now it won't come to that. It's expected to be less of a struggle for radio amateurs to operate in Brazil during the 2016 Summer Olympics as a result of eased restrictions on the part of the Brazilian authorities. Regardless of whether an amateur's country has a reciprocal agreement with Brazil, authorizations for those hams will be simplified thanks to an agreement between the authorities and the Brazilian Amateur Radio League, also known as LABRE. The Radio League recently received permission from Brazil's telecommunications regulator, Anatel, to handle the authorizations and without any fees. Interested amateurs should email the Radio League a copy of a valid passport, a copy of your amateur radio license, a list of cities in which you plan to operate and on what dates, and include your email address. The documents should be scanned and sent to the Radio League via email at executiva@labre.org.br. When the paperwork arrives, you should be able to dive right in. Just don't use any of the Olympic-sized pools. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Paul Braun, WD9GCO.
For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT, at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Stephen Kinford, NAWB in Wadsworth, Ohio, saying 73, and as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2016, all rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Saturday the 21st of May, that's the date for the Radio Electronics Group Branch 89's annual equipment sale. The venue is the Glenview Club, 211 Peacock Road in Hamilton. Vendors from 8:30 a.m. The sale commences at 10 a.m. Now, tables are $20 in advance or $25 on the day. Plenty of good food. Motorhome parking is available at $10 per night. For additional information and bookings, contact Graham Thomas at L1DY. Telephone 07 849 2223, 07 849 2223, or email niagra@extra.co.nz. niagra@extra.co.nz. That's the Radio Electronics Group Branch 89's annual equipment sale on Saturday, the 21st of May. Right now it's time for Waro News, and it's a very good evening to Rosemary, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and hello, everyone. The Waro Annual General Meeting will be held on Sunday, the 5th of June, at the NZART Conference Venue, the Riccarton Park Function Centre in Christchurch. I'll confirm the meeting start time in the May official broadcast. Waro is again planning to have a sales table at conference to increase our profile and to promote the various classes of Waro membership to the amateur fraternity. Waro merchandise will be available for sale to members, and we're also looking for donations of items such as jams, pickles, relishes, and small handmade items for sale. We plan to raffle a pamper basket of items donated by members and ask that those not attending conference send along their donations with someone who's attending, or they can also send donations along to Topsy ZL2LS. All Waro members by now should have received their bulletin, and included is a nomination form for positions on Waro Executive. We urge you to consider volunteering for office or encouraging someone else to offer their services, as there are vacancies to be filled at the AGM, and we'd welcome some new people on our committee. You do not have to be at the AGM for election to the committee. Just sign the nomination form and return it by May the 10th. Have you remembered to send a copy of the latest bulletin to the DX members you sponsor into Waro? I know from experience that it's easy to overlook doing this. You may have noticed a new column in the magazine titled Around the Regions News. If there are happenings, events, visitors, or anything involving Wales and amateur radio in New Zealand, send a couple of lines off to Cathy ZL2ADK for inclusion in this section of the magazine. I'm sure you'll all agree that the teams that put together the Waro Page and Break-In and the Waro Bulletin do a magnificent job, but they can't do such a job without your input, and there is a need for contributions for both publications from our membership. You'll find the email addresses of both editors inside the front page of any bulletin magazine. That's all for April, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for Waro, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO in Auckland. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. We have just two items from branches tonight, so let's get started. Hutt Valley Branch 18 NZART has its next meeting on Monday, May the 2nd. This talk will feature civil defence. It's a reminder of what amateurs can do to remain properly prepared in case their services are needed in the case of an emergency. As always, the meetings are held in the club rooms in the Philip Evans Reserve in Waterloo and Lower Hutt, starting 7:30pm. And now down to Nelson Branch 26 NZART, which has its next meeting on Wednesday, May the 18th, starting 7:30pm at the National Party Electorate Office Meeting Rooms, which is on the corners of Waimea and Quarantine Roads. The club will be discussing NZART conference remits, and then guest speaker Eric ZL2BMI will talk on QRP and construction. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next issue of NZART Headquarters InfoLine, that's number 336, will be emailed next Friday, the 29th of April. The next NZART official broadcast will be made by ZL6A at 8pm on Sunday, the 29th of May. This is ZL6A, Headquarters Station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the NZART official broadcast for April 2016. Good night, everyone. Good night now.